Today I shall talk to you on self-realization. Behind this world show, behind these physical phenomena, behind these names and forms, behind the feelings, thoughts, emotions and sentiments, there dwells a silent witness, the immortal friend and real well-wisher, the Purusha or world teacher, the unseen governor or master, the unknown yogi, the indivisible power or consciousness or hidden sage. That is the only permanent reality and living truth. That is Brahman or the supreme being or the absolute. That is Atma. That is Self. The goal of human life is to realize the reality behind the changing phenomena. The summum bonum of human aspiration is to attain self-realization. Self-realization alone can make you absolutely free and independent. Trust not your body, mind and senses. Have inner spiritual life. Attain knowledge of the self through study, devotion and discipline. Drink the nectar of immortality. Quench the flames of samsara and allay its tortures, miseries and sorrows. Friends, is there not a higher mission in life besides eating, sleeping and talking? Is there not any higher form of eternal bliss than these transitory and illusory pleasures? Is there not a dignified life than the sensual life? How uncertain is life here? How insecure is our existence in this earth plane with various kinds of fear? How painful is the mundane life? Should you not attempt diligently now to reach a place, the immortal abode, our original sweet home of pristine purity and divine splendor, where there is eternal sunshine, absolute security, perfect peace, and where there is neither disease nor death nor war? Come, become a yogi. Come out of your narrow holes or ruts. Crush all sorts of superstition. Aim high. To become an advocate or a doctor or engineer or a professor is the height of your ambition. Can this give you freedom? Can this give you eternal bliss? Can this give you everlasting peace? Can this make you immortal? Do you not like to attain perfection and immortality? Do you not wish to achieve the summum bonum of existence, Kaivalya or independence, Atma Swarajya? Then come, struggle for higher things. Be bold, look not back, march forward, inquire who am I, hear, reflect, and meditate and realize the Atma splendor. Oh, Miss Sachidanand, oh, Miss Infinity, oh, Miss Eternity, oh, Miss Immortality. Sing Om, chant Om, feel Om. Om.